What's going on, Packers fans? Aaron Egler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday. We are ready to preview the cornerbacks here. We also have a little bit of news, very tiny bit of news, with Christian Watson, the Packers' second-round pick, signing his contract, so you can all stop worrying about it and asking and go, oh, why hasn't he signed his deal? He has. It's all over, but the crying. The entire rookie class is under contract. With a week to go, you guys don't even know. This generation so worried a week out yet. I mean, we used to watch our first-round picks watching practice from across the street in a gas station parking lot back in the day. We knew about holdouts. You guys don't even know. This generation so soft. I'm kidding, of course. Let's give a shout-out to our friends over at Ticket King, shall we? That's right. Ticket King has been in Wisconsin since 1992. And they're staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last-minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. Make sure you check out Ticket King. And what better way to get ready for the season than handle your 2022 official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers over at PackersYearbook.com. Just use code CHTV for 10% off. That's PackersYearbook.com. And use code CHEESEHEADTV, CHTV, for 10% off. That's what you want to do, folks. CHTV for 10% off. Make sure you do it. It's an awesome memento of the season. Every year I get mine and I page through it and I keep it and I reference it all year long. Make sure you check that out. All right, let's dive in, shall we? Dive into this cornerback position, and we know where we got to start. We got to start with Jaire Alexander, fresh off his new contract, becoming the highest paid cornerback in the league, a former first-round selection, Brian Gutekunst's first ever draft pick. Missed much of last year, obviously, with that shoulder injury that he suffered against the Steelers. He was a second-team All-Pro back in 2020, should have been a first-teamer. Got to love the idea of getting this guy back on the field. There's been a lot of talk about where they might play him, either on the boundary or in the slot. Either way, he gives you top flight corner play wherever he's going to be. Perry and I had a lovely discussion about the idea of playing Jaire inside. If you haven't checked out my Let's Talk Football with Perry that posted here on the site, or I'm sorry, on the channel last night, make sure you check it out. I thought Perry had some really interesting thoughts about the potential of moving Jaire inside and why that might be a good idea. Next up, we got Rasul Douglas. That's right. He led the team in interceptions last season. Very famously signed off the Arizona practice squad. The Packers are his sixth NFL team. Remember that for later. Sixth NFL team. And he finally burst onto the scene. Back-to-back pick sixes, big plays all around. Here's hoping he picks up where he left off, obviously rewarded with a big contract this offseason. Thrilled to have him back in the fold, to have him pair with Eric Stokes, the former first-round pick from last year out of Georgia. 14 starts as a rookie. Got to think that wasn't the plan heading into last season, but you love that he has that experience under his belt now heading into his second year. 55 tackles last season, a team-high 14 pass defense. Got to love his kind of, you know, ability to get to the ball, see the ball, break on it. Hopefully we see a few more picks in year two. Big, big things expected from Eric Stokes heading into 2022. We have another draft pick from last season in Shamar John Charles, if you please. I've been spending this last year saying Shamar Jean Charles. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Shamar John Charles. And I'm sure you're all sitting out there going, Aaron, we've been known this. And I'm going to sit here and tell you, I didn't. I apologize to Mr. John Charles. I've been saying his name wrong for like a full season. It's Shamar John Charles, if you please. A former fifth-round pick. Played in 14 games last season, mostly on special teams. He was a first-team all-Sun Belt selection back in 20. He ran primarily in the slot during training camp last year. We'll see if he gets an opportunity to do both, you know, work from the slot and on the boundary starting in camp. A week from today. A week from today, people. One of the offseason pickups this past spring. Keyshawn Nixon coming over from the Raiders, a former undrafted free agent with Oakland. And before you get all pedantic and say, oh, Aaron, they're in Las Vegas. They were in Oakland when he was an undrafted free agent back in 19. He has extensive special teams experience. You have to think Rich Bisaccia had a say somewhat in bringing him to Green Bay. Signed that one-year deal, very much a prove-it thing. We'll see how much he gets on the field from scrimmage. We got to think we're going to see a lot of him on special teams. I do know, given the reporting that we saw around the offseason program, he was playing a lot of in the dime when they had four defensive backs and four corners on the field. Keyshawn Nixon was getting a lot of runs. So we'll see how much of that was just seeing what he can do in shorts and shorts and helmets. But hopefully he picks up where he left off there. Then we have Kabion Ento. He's a personal favorite of mine, a former undrafted free agent back in 19. He was a wide receiver in college back there in Colorado. He has shown flashes. I will say he has shown flashes, but he has been inconsistent. We'll see if he can put it together, so to speak, here in training camp this season. Then we have Rico Gafford, who I got to say, you talk about an exciting prospect simply because of his speed, if nothing else. The guy is lightning fast, a former undrafted free agent with Tennessee. He actually played wide receiver in the NFL. And here's a fun fact. He caught his first NFL reception from David Carr against the Titans. That's right. He came into the league with the Titans, then hooked up with the Raiders and caught his first reception against the Titans. And it was a touchdown pass. That's pretty poetic. And remember how I told you to remember something? The Packers are his sixth NFL team. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to come in here now, having been switched back to corner, that the Packers are going to unlock something in him the same way they did with Rasul Douglas. I am just saying, you never know. We'll see. I'm excited to see what this kid can do. Then we have Keandre Thomas, brought over from the Chargers, former undrafted free agent with the Browns. He spent most of, if not all of last season on the Chargers practice squad. Though he did play in four games, so only on special teams. So maybe he gives them a little something on teams. That would be the expectation here, I would think. And then finally, we have Raleigh Texada, undrafted free agent from Baylor, has plenty of special teams experience. Last year from scrimmage, he had three interceptions, 15 pass defense, 6.5 tackles for loss. So at least he's active. We'll see if he gets a chance to flash a little bit. And those are your corners, ladies and gentlemen. That's your squad. As, what's his name? Coach said famously, this is your team. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all as excited for this cornerback group as I am. That top three, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anyone in the league with a better trio than the Packers are going to be rolling out there week one against the Minnesota Vikings. Ed, thank you for the super chat. Greatly appreciated. Suggest Miles Davis, Gil Evans, summertime for your flight. Easy living ends next week. Good luck to all trying to make the cut. That is a phenomenal suggestion, Ed. I love that track. That's good stuff. Thank you so much. Callum, that's an interesting question. How's Kevin King? Still a free agent. I doubt they make that call anytime soon, but I do think if they were to suffer injuries, knock on wood, I do think there's a possibility they give Kevin a call. But right now, I think they're going to try and roll with what they got and see what they have in some of these younger guys. Steve, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I tried tweeting Wallers on this to no avail. Can you ask him if they can make an out-of-state family day live stream available even later in August? Never going to happen, my guy. I hate it. We have pitched this to the Packers so many times in so many different ways. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. And look, it's not Wallers. Wallers is... hands are tied, man. It goes way above Wallers. Never going to happen. And I wish I could give you a reason, because I've never really been given a concrete one, but I just know it's never going to happen. So I apologize. I hate it, but that's the way it is. Now I say all that, and I'll watch. As soon as I get done with this, the Packers will put out some press release like, coming this training camp. Now, we actually pitched what I pitched last year, and then like coming into this season, I pitched something like the Seahawks do with their training camp, where they actually have a live YouTube show at camp. I'm like, you guys give us the parameters of when we can and can't shoot. you know, we just don't point at the field when you guys are doing teamwork. And then we do point at the field during drill work and away we go. And then we do talking head stuff. We do interviews with the players and the coaches and maybe some of the media members. It'd be so baller. We actually did a very small version of something like that back in the day, kind of guerrilla style. I want to say 2018, 17, summertime around there. It was so great. It was so much fun. But, you know, Packers and fun do not mix. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Deshaun Perry, thanks for the super chat, man. Thanks for the super chat. First down efficiency is the key on offense this year. The less third and longs, the better. You could not be more correct. Paul Bredel actually wrote about that about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Make sure to check that out if you didn't. I'm sure you probably did. But yes, 1,000% yes. Two major aspects of the offense have to improve this year for every points, efficiency, everything. And that's early downs and red zone. Those are the two things that have got to come together much better than they did last year. Obviously, they were incredible in 2020. Hopefully, they can recapture some of that magic. But yes, 1,000% getting better on first down and not putting yourself in second and third and long. Much more manageable situations for this offense. Going to go a long way, especially post-Devontae. Got to do it. Nathaniel, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. What's up, Nags? If you could choose something positive to happen for another team, who would it be and what would it be? Mine would be Justin Jefferson traded to the Bengals. Oh, man. I don't know. I think that's a good one. I think you've captured it well. It's pretty good. Just came over from Twitch. What is up, Cheesehead TV? What's up, Scott? But now you're on YouTube? Could have said hi on Twitch, dude. My guy, my dude, say hi on Twitch. It's all good. I need the engagement over there. Scott, heck yes, let's go. Let's go. Nathaniel, that's such a weird question. Something positive to happen for another team. You know what? I'll tell you what. Up until this offseason, I would have said the Browns win the Super Bowl. But, you know, the Deshaun Watson signing and the way they've handled it and they've given them that contract and how they're clearly just going to ride out the storm, I can't root for the Browns anymore. No way. No chance. Razu, what's up, Big B? Big B is here. What's up, Big B? How you doing? Got to be thinking about which of the non-top three can play special teams. 1,000% Sly. No question about it. Especially those young kind of undrafted free agent guys, guys who maybe like spent the year on a practice squad someplace else, etc. Your path to this roster is through special teams. It has to be. And look, Keyshawn Nixon will probably be doing both. I have to think he'll play some from scrimmage, but will definitely be playing on most of the special teams units. At least if, you know, judging by what we saw in the offseason. But yes, no question about it. And look, a big part of that is your physicality and your desire to be physical or your at least willingness to be physical. There has to be that mentality. And, you know, people will call it, you know, being crazy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You just got to be able to stick your nose in there and you got to be able to be ready to mix it up. And I think, for a long time, a lot of guys, but it sure has seemed like the Packers have just kind of gotten by in that regard for way too long. They've got it. These young guys, if they want to get on the field, let alone make the squad, they got to ball out on teams. They have to do it. Wisco boy. Yes. John Brown, the report from Field. I believe he's probably looking at the initial transaction report. Transaction wire, the Packers had a workout with veteran NFL wide receiver John Brown. And let me tell you, this would be quintessential Green Bay Packers, where everyone's asking about Julio Jones or OBJ. And the Packers are quietly like, let's call John Brown in for a workout. And let me tell you, it makes sense. And it would be really interesting to watch how he would fit into the mix. But he's got speed for days, man. He's had trouble staying on the field, you know, sticking with a theme, much like Sammy Watkins. He has dealt with injuries, and I know he bounced around a bunch of different teams last year. I think he ended up on Jacksonville's squad at the end. But, you know, he had a pretty decent season a couple years ago in Buffalo. That's nothing to build your resume on. It's at least 1 year. But I think, man, you give him Aaron Rodgers in this system. You tell you what, man, you sign him to the same kind of deal you signed Sammy Watkins to. All right. Okay. I'm interested. Now, the problem, of course, is you keep getting guys like that on your squad. You're bumping guys down, and those are the dudes you want who got to be able to contribute on special teams. How are you keeping, like, you know, two veteran, aging, injury-prone wide receivers in favor of your youth and your guys you're trying to develop who would be contributing on special teams in a year where you desperately need to turn things around on special teams? That's the one area where I'm like, I don't know. But I tell you what, I'd be fascinated to see him fit into this offense. I think he could. And I think Aaron Rodgers would love throwing him some deep posts, some post corners. That'd be fun. Pee Wee Pierre says Jets make the playoffs. Woo! Now we know it's the offseason. I'll tell you what, man. I hope Saleh and LaFleur and that whole gang, nothing but the best for the Jets, man. And come on, their quarterback, after the offseason he's had, let's go. I'm down with it. I am in with it. Nags, do you think the Packers cornerback should bump the wide receivers more from the line of scrimmage? Always, Brandy, but sometimes it's not the call. Sometimes they've been given a lot of the calls. They are given leeway to do what they feel comfortable with. I'm always for bumping more. Of course, you know, it's easy for us to sit here on the outside and say, oh, they got to get up. They got to play press. They got to disrupt the line of scrimmage. That is the dream. But sometimes you miss, and sometimes the wide receiver has a great release, and sometimes they burn you because you're trying to get up and bump them. So, you know, I'm comfortable with the idea of these guys have practiced and know what they're good at, and if they are given a choice and they take whatever choice they take, you know, I got to be comfortable in the idea that they're doing it because it makes sense for the call, whatever the coverage is, and it's something that they feel they can excel with. So as frustrating as it can be, especially in the moment, live while you're watching, for the most part, it's hard to give a blanket. Yeah, they should definitely do it more because it is so kind of individual and based on the call and things of that nature. Nags, did you see my comment? Watson is officially signed. Happened about 10 minutes ago. Big Nick, I literally started the chat with that news. Sir, you're late. You're late. You got to be here when I kick off, man. You're going to miss it. I'm kidding. But yes, no, I did. I talked about it right at the top of the stream. And I've been, as I said at the top of the stream, I've been telling you guys, he's going to sign. We got a whole week to go yet before he needs to be on the field. Y'all worry about the silliest stuff. They can blow right by you in a step. Matt, some of them can, no doubt about it. And that's why you got to be careful and you got to be judicious and you got to know your matchups. And that's where film study comes in, right? You got to know what a guy's strengths are. And if he's good at getting off that line, at kind of first step, getting you to kind of lean into your leverage, and then all of a sudden he's out the door, you got to know those things. And the best corners do their homework on the receivers they're facing that week to know exactly that. And that's why they play off or do come up, because they think they have the advantage, what have you. But you certainly can look foolish real quick if you misjudge it, no doubt. Dean, thank you for the super chat. I can't wait to watch the Packers play this fall instead of limping through my own terrible games of golf this offseason. Here's to the Packers secondary. Dean, you're, sir, your games of golf are just fine. You come on, let's turn that around, buddy. Let's get positive about it. Like, you're outside, you're enjoying yourself. It's a leisure activity. What was that line in Dead Poets? An opportunity. Well, you know, it's golf, so it's not another, you're not really playing against another human being. Is that line in about sports and Dead Poets is the opportunity for another human being to push us to excel. But you know, you're pushing yourself to excel. Look at the positive, man. Turn that around. But I feel you, man. I can't wait to watch Packers football. My God, I need it. I need it like a fish needs water. I need it. Scott, what's up, man? Nags, has Packerman stayed intact for an entire season? I think, you know, it's funny is Corey and I were talking about that a couple, I think like 2 weeks ago or something. And I said, I think that was the first season that Packerman didn't get ripped up. I think that's the first time ever. I have to check the stats on that, but I do believe that was the first time. Now, that said, I'll have Packer Man right beside me, right here in the podcast room for every watch party this year. We'll see if he remains unscathed. Commission someone to make a life-size Packer Man. Oh, nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. Come on now. That would be fun, though. I will say that would be a lot of fun. All right, buddy. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hey, guess what? A week from now, 1 week from today, you're going to be getting two chats a day. Anytime there's a practice, I'll be having a chat in the morning and a chat after practice. So get ready. We're almost there. Please make sure you don't miss any of it. Hit like on this video and subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Patreon members, I'll see you at happy hour at the top of the hour. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.